3. South Sward.
Chapter 26. Rosy-hued dawn flooded through the guest room window at Redwall Abbey as Mellicent Tarquin stared the snoring sea rat captain from a tangle of sheets.
"Come on, slip, rise and shine, old rat. Let's see if you were bluffing when you said you could cook."
Slip tried burrowing deeper into the bed linen as Tarquin turned him none too gently onto the floor.
"Go away, it's only just dawn, beat it,"
he grumbled. The hefty paw of Mother Mellis scooped the sea rat up onto his paws.
"Less of your insolence. You said you were a cook, so let's see you up and cooking."
Blaggart poked his head from beneath the pillow, giggling dozily as he watched the proceedings.
"Show him what you're made of, Captain. Burn up a mess of skilly and duff. That'll warm the cockles in here, I tell you."
The badger turned as she propelled Slip through the doorway.
"I wouldn't laugh too much if I were you, Blaggart. There's two friends outside want to see you. Go in and wake the nice rat up, my dibbins."
The mouse babe and the mole maid came dashing in and threw themselves upon Blaggart, buffeting him unmercifully with Slip's pillow.
"Come on, Mr. Blackguts. Marmello said you was a carpenter. We want to see you carp."
"Carp, you say? Well, I dunno,"
said Blaggart as he sat up and scratched himself absently.
"Let's see, mates. Would you want old Blaggy to carp for you?"
Fertile the mole maid was in no doubt at all.
"A little boat to sail on the Abbey Pond, sir, so uzzins can set in it. Can he carp a boat, sir, Blaggarts?"
Blaggart sensed the chance to help Slip achieve his desire.
"Maybe I can. Maybe I can't. Boats don't get carp for nothing, mates. Do you know where the secret treasure of this here Redwall Abbey is hidden?"
The mouse babe looked furtively about, then drawing close, he whispered in Blaggart's ear.
"Of course we does."
The sea rat brightened up. His ruse was working.
"Right then, you show me the treasure and I'll make ye an handsome little boat to sail round the pond in, eh?"
"No, sir,"
said the mole maid, stroking her digging claws solemnly.
"First you cart me boat for us'ns, then we tell ye where secret treasure be hidden, er."
Blaggart considered the offer, peering closely at the two well-scrubbed faces, radiating honesty and trust at him.
"You driving a bargain, but it's a deal, buckos. One thing, though, swear you won't tell any beast about this."
The mouse babe shook his paw vigorously in Blaggart's face.
"We don't swear. It's not nice to swear. You get sent to bed."
"There's your art, mice mate."
The dullard sea rat grinned.
"I don't mean swearing curse. I means we got to take a vow together, a solemn oath."
The three conspirators placed their paws together, and the Dibbins repeated the words that Blaggart recited.
"I take this oath."
"We take an oath."
"That me livery lights be ripped out if in any of us breathes a word of our secret to any beast, so help me."
"Her e liver be gripped when he lights be out and he secret breathing of a beast to help me."
Blaggart scratched his head as both Dibbins smiled at him.
"I never heard it said like that before. But I suppose it'll have to do, mate."